When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, welcome back to another episode of the For the Healthy House podcast.
Where we talk about conscious living, self-awareness, and everything in between.
I'm your host, Ree.
Sunset Tim.
Thank you for joining us and allowing us to be a part of your journey.
Smooth. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. I usually ask you first, but...
I beat you today.
You did. I'm doing good. My sleep wasn't what I wanted it to be.
Yeah.
I really feel like I'm with the shits today. When I haven't had the amount of sleep that I need, I be like goofy. And so that's really what I'm on right now.
Your moods change fast when you tired.
They do.
You go from goofy to angry to...
When have I been angry today? At what point?
At what point?
You tried to tell me what to do and I ain't like it.
Well, I guess that's every day, though. That's really every day, so I take that back.
I need to stop.
You won't.
I won't, though.
You won't. You probably never will.
But yeah, I'm in a good mood. Excited to chat with you in our community today. Community, how are you doing?
I'm well.
How's that hip of yours? Or back, whatever it is. I don't even know.
It's better than it was last week, and that's all I can say this week. Ain't no more pain. At least I ain't hurting no more.
Yeah.
I still ain't normal. I still ain't doing my normal activities. Still walking with a cane like an old ass man.
Bro, I wish y'all could see this man.
I'm glad they can't see me with my cane. I'm glad they can't, cause it's glued to my hip now. I literally can't go nowhere without it. Bathroom, I gotta have a cane. Everywhere in the house. Anywhere I gotta move, I gotta have that cane.
And Zuri love to steal your cane.
Yes, one of my daughters. If I'm just sitting there, she just take my cane.
And walk away with it and laugh.
And I'm just stuck there like, that's diabolical shit right there.
It is.
Don't have kids.
Man.
Or at least let them grow up fast or something. I don't know.
No.
Do something. I want them to stay. They are diabolical. But I'm okay. Mentally, I'm good. I had faith in God yesterday. Woke up to... the fruits of that.
You did.
Yeah, I mean, a lie don't ever fail. Never does.
Never fail.
Never at all. So, shout out to Big G.O.D. for everything that you do. But yeah, I'm good.
We love that.
Yeah. How y'all doing from the cubes? A lot of y'all watch from the crib, too, though. So, what's happening?
Yeah.
I seen somebody say putting y'all on the TV.
I missed that one.
Yeah, somebody said they put us on TV. That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Be on somebody's TV. I never thought I'd be on TV.
I always knew I would.
You told me that. You did say you always knew you'd be on TV. You did say that. That's cool. See, I didn't know. See, I was supposed to be a police officer, so I didn't know.
Nah.
I was supposed to be a police officer.
I knew I was going to be on the screens. Didn't know doing. Couldn't have never fathomed for this.
Yeah.
But... yeah, how's everybody doing? Take a deep breath. Check in with yourself. And ask yourself how you are right now in this moment.
And with that out the way, what are we rapping about today?
A few times a year, we like to do these check-ins.
Yes.
Where you guys send us questions. About ourselves and also questions that you have, I guess, just about life. So yeah, it's that time where it's the first quarter is over. We're in the second quarter of the year now, and it's long overdue for a Q&A. So that's what we're doing. We're answering some questions that y'all sent over to us.
Yeah, I love doing Q&As. I really do.
Me too.
It's a good time of year to do a Q&A too. In the new year, is among us, the trees, everything coming back.
Yeah.
So it's a good time to do a Q&A. We love to hear it raw from y'all too. So
yeah.
Let's get into it. What's up? We starting off light or we going heavy?
The first question, because I can just, I don't have to look at my phone. I remember from off the top of my head. We got a lot of questions about staying in the present moment and remaining grounded. Like, we had so many questions. Did you not want to start off?
With, yeah, that's like, cool.
Oh,
that's
okay,
cool.
I was just seeing how you look.
No, I was just thinking about it. Go ahead.
Yeah, we had so many questions about staying grounded, being in the present moment. You know, my mind, it goes here. It goes in the future. It runs a million miles per minute. And so, yeah. So what's your biggest tool or the best way that you stay present and stay grounded? Because I guess being present and grounded, are those the same or are they different?
For me, they different.
Yeah,
to be present and grounded is different.
What does being present mean for you?
What does it mean or how do I
What does it mean? It's being, like, present is in the moment for you.
Yeah, present just means I'm in the moment. I feel it. I know what I'm doing. I'm here.
Versus grounded.
Yeah, being grounded to me just means I'm more like even keeled. I'm okay about things. It don't mean I'm necessarily present. It just means my emotions are at an even keel. My mentality right now is pretty fair. I'm not too high on anything. I'm not too low on anything.
Yeah.
That's what grounded is to me.
Okay. Okay. Well, what are some ways you stay present?
That's more of a difficult one, but I think the easiest way is like breath. I think when you
know, I was gonna say that. Go ahead though.
I think that taking a deep breath or just noticing your breath for a second. You know, as humans, we often we breathe in on manual, on automatic. Excuse me.
Automatic. Yeah.
We breathe on automatic, but then there's the moments where it clicks into manual. And, like, those are moments of, like, presentness. Like, mm-hmm. when you in control of the breath, when it's on your focus.
Yeah.
So, a good deep breath can always focus me. Another trick I like to use on my iPhone, like, I have reminders to pray throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
And that just keeps me grounded. Like, I don't know what about actually knowing the time helps me be grounded. I think so often we can get caught up in things. You caught up in scrolling. You get caught up. And this, that, and the third, the time kind of gets fly past. And then now we're rushing to cram in the things we got to do.
Yeah.
And once you get to cramming everything into your schedule and trying to get things done, you just no longer in that grounded or present moment. For mm-hmm. real, like that. And now you just a robot just trying to get things done, multitasking as quick
mm-hmm.
as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so those are two ways I do it. That breath. And then utilize the iPhone. I think the iPhone has gotten to be way too much entertainment.
Than a tool.
It's like, you know, it's different. I'm 30. How old am I?
How old are you? Are you 33?
21.
21.
When I was younger, like, you know, computers in the household were just becoming a normal thing, right?
Yeah, when we was like, you know, kids.
Yeah, when we was kids, it was just now becoming a normal thing. Mm-hmm. See, I got like a computer in my pocket now, and I'm not using it to any full capability. It's just an entertainment source. Let it be a tool. Don't forget that the iPhone is supposed to be a fucking tool.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Yeah. So, what are ways that you stay in the present?
Ditto on everything you said.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a say what I gotta say, but ditto on everything you said, but also. I do feel like our breath is our biggest tool. Like, being able to just slow down and breathe in the heat of the moment, I feel like that's my biggest flex. And it just literally makes such a big difference to take a deep breath for 10 seconds and exhale for 10 seconds. Something else I want to say, though, is that I think a lot of us, have the habit of escaping the present moment.
Purposely.
And it's on purpose, but it's also unconscious because we've done it for so long. I think so many of our habits, including that one, they become unconscious. They're on purpose, and it, it, it took effort at first, but now it don't take no effort because you've done it for so long. And we want to escape because we don't want to feel the present moment. Like, we don't want to feel the present moment. Mm-hmm. And because we've escaped the present moment for so long, we have such a hard time coming back to it. So I would definitely have to say feel whatever it is that you're running from. And you may not even know what it is you're running from because you've been running from it for so long. So it may take a little time to become consciously aware of whatever it is that you're escaping from. It may not even be an experience. It may not even be something that's physical. It may be an emotion. I've really been making it a priority to feel. I've been saying this the past few episodes, but feel. As the human race, we want to be bots damn near. We don't want to feel mm-hmm. things. And yeah, just feeling it all out. And of course, we said breathing, but I think that using our five senses, right, to bring ourselves back to the present moment. There's actually a hack. I don't know the hack, but it's just like, find something you can see, find something you can touch, what's something you can taste, and those things automatically bring you back to the present moment because you're using your senses in the present moment.
I get that.
Yeah. Something that keeps me grounded though is my morning routine.
Yeah, routines are a good way to stay grounded.
Yeah, my morning routine. Yesterday I had a really rough day. It's just one of those things where my nervous system didn't feel the effects of my nervous system until yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I also get the question, you know, how do you keep going? How do you keep going? And routines, like, how do you keep going? How do you stay grounded? Routines is a big one for me. Just doing the simple things that seem really mundane, like going for a run or doing a stretch, moving your body in some way, whatever that looks like for you, and having my morning smoothie. Like, those are two things that I know are going to always happen. And even though, like, when I got up yesterday morning, I laid in my bed and I scrolled and I was just like, I just don't want to get up. I don't feel like moving my body. I don't feel like making a smoothie. I don't feel like doing any of those things. But I know deep down that those things are going to make me feel grounded. So I feel like whatever that thing is for you that you dread first thing in the morning, you know, when you having a, when you wake up on the wrong side of the bed or you having a bad day, whatever that thing is that you're dreading, but you know it's going to make you feel better, I feel like that's the thing that you can do to help you stay grounded.
Agree.
Yeah, I know I said a lot.
Yeah, I'm just grabbing it all together. I think you're right about the routine. I think you can look up the simple science of, like, making your bed every day.
Mm-hmm.
That'll blow your mind, the science behind making your bed every single day when you get out of it. Like you said, routines can help you out a lot.
I hadn't made the bed in days, which you would go ballistic. You still been down here.
I still been sleeping on the couch because of my injury.
I hadn't made the bed in days. Well, and I finally made the bed yesterday, and I forgot that I made it, and I went back upstairs, and I was like, whoa. It was like there's space. Like, literally,
I couldn't have been there. I couldn't have saw that shit. Boy, I'd have lost my shit.
I know.
God, I clean a lot, guys. I am not. Boy, yeah. I'd have lost my shit.
He literally would have. But I can only get away with it because you down here. I was just like, don't go upstairs.
He was like, you don't want to see upstairs. I'm like, oh, my God. My fucking house.
Yeah, I really feel the sentiment. You know, a clean space is a clean mind. Because when I went up there, after I fixed the bed, I was like, whoa, I forgot bad. I did it, and I was just like, whoa, so much space. I have so much more capacity mentally now.
Yeah, make that bed up every day.
Make your bed. Do y'all still plan on moving?
You gonna answer it?
I'll let you answer it.
Always make me go first.
Because I love here. It's a benefit of not going first.
Yeah, it is. But yeah, we plan on moving. We still do.
Yeah.
Still, it's slow though. It wasn't. Mm-hmm. It's not as fast as we thought we wanted to move. So we taking it slow, and really being focused and concentrated about this move. We want it to be really good for everybody in the family, not just us, but our daughters, So yeah, we still moving. So if you got any suggestions, you think your city, that city, let us know. You know what I'm saying? We move there, pull up, we get matchas. I won't drink it, but we could pull up. Yeah,
you can drink some tea.
I'll drink some tea. So yeah, let us know if your city, the city we should move in and why.
To add to that, yeah, we're still moving, and I think coming into this year, we was just like, yeah, we want to move this year, but yeah. I've become very, I guess I've just began to realize that timelines are an illusion. We want certain things by a certain time, and that's okay to have plans, like, you know, I'm going to move by this certain time, da, 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 da. But I don't know, I've really been practicing patience and trying to, why you look like that?
No, go ahead. What's
wrong? I've really been practicing patience, and another thing is just trying to be grateful for where I'm at.
Yeah.
Physically, mentally, spiritually, but especially physically, because there are certain things that I began to really like about the city that we're in, and I'm just trying to indulge in all those things before we actually move. Like, we live
if
in
we
a
do move. Cause I know we saying we are, but
that,
I want to, but at the same time, as soon as we talked about moving, I saw so many benefits in where I am right now.
Yeah.
So I do feel like we probably gonna move, but at the same time, I can't lie to you. Like I said, when I thought about leaving where we are right now, I saw the gratitude or the benefits of being here. I was so grateful that I'm here when I thought about leaving.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we live right next door to a health food store. Everybody knows everybody. And then there's like a really nice forest. Like, yeah, if you watch any of
the
my
whole
content,
city is like an abundance of like nature, trees,
yeah,
and shit like
nature
that.
You
go to other places, like trees not that abundant throughout like the city and shit like that.
Yeah. So. And so I always, it's crazy because at one point I was just like, I just really want a community. I want a community. And we have that.
Something like that.
We have that.
Something like that.
But yeah, that's okay. The answer to that. The next question is, what's your favorite life hack? You got
first?
A song called Life Hacks, actually.
I do got a song called Life Hacks.
My favorite life hack, I don't know. You go first.
One of my favorite life hacks is meditation.
I was going to say my breath, but I didn't want to be redundant.
Sure, yeah. If it is what it is. But one of my favorites is meditation. Just clearing my mind out. With nothing around, no sound. If I can have it my way, no sound, no nothing. Just letting my thoughts come and go as they please.
Yeah.
I think meditation is a super life hack. I think it don't gotta look how, you know, it seems on TV or in the movies, you know, sitting down. I guess what they call it, Indian style or whatever. You know, it can look like anything.
Yeah.
I've meditated in the car. Bed, yeah, everywhere in life I've meditated. I think when I get to that quiet moment, I clear my mind out, so much more becomes clear. What I really want out of myself, what I want out of the situation, how I'm feeling, so much becomes clear. And the other thing about meditation is free 99.
It is so free.
It's free 99. So take advantage of quiet times.
Yeah.
So meditation is for me a big life hack.
Yeah, I love meditation. A life hack for me, what?
You're just laughing. I love meditation.
I love meditation. And that made me think about being in your zone. Like, whatever that looks like for you. Because the being in your zone, to me, is a form of meditation. And kind of piggybacking off of what we talked about last week, when we're feeling good, when we're feeling in a space of gratitude and abundance, of joy, of love, it usually requires little to no thought. And the only way, or one of the very few ways to be in a space where you have little to no thought is being in your zone. Mm-hmm. For me, when I'm running, I'm in the zone. When I'm creating, I'm in the zone. What are you doing when you in the zone? And when I'm on the pod, I'm in the zone.
Pod, when I'm writing lyrics, making songs, that's the zone for me. Hooping be a zone for me.
Yeah.
Meditation. Mm-hmm. Anything that kind of just frees up. And anything that has very little judgment
yeah
is really in the zone.
Yeah. And I think something that requires your attention, that kind of really requires your full attention. Yeah, you don't have the capacity to think about anything else.
Yeah.
So it puts you in the zone.
Quick little life hacks.
Life hacks. Go ahead and spit a bar from life hacks.
I'm trying to remember the lyrics off the top of my head. And
I can't remember them either for real, but it's one of my favorite songs.
It is. That is a good song, though. I got a song called Life Hacks.
Yeah. How do you help with the process of grieving old versions of yourself?
Because I do this often. There's an older version of me that was way more social than I am now. Because, I used to be outside, all the time. It was the shit. I was like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Remember this time period of me outside?
Yeah.
I miss it sometimes, but I often have to tell myself, you made a change for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And trust in that reason. Trust in why that old version of you had to be an old version of you.
Mm-hmm.
That older version of me that was outside had to go away because I needed to find more power inside of me.
Yeah.
So he had to go away.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't be the person I am now and him at the same time. It just wasn't working out very well for me at all. So,
and that don't mean that he won't ever, the social part of you, that's you, do you think that part of you will ever return?
He'll never come back. And newer versions of me in a new social way is what I'm into. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'll never be that social. I'll never be how I used to be. Now I might hang out to whatever time it is. The new social me does the things that I like. I think before I was just on kind of like group committee almost. Whatever, you know, the gang on, whatever, you know what I'm saying, we on, I'm on. Now it's more like if the gang on that, then I'm just out. They're going to have to, you know, take that one. That's a two-man, a three-man, whatever it is. That I ain't with that really no more, you know what I'm saying? The new me has a social part, but it's more with boundaries, and I like it more.
Yeah.
Before I was in social, I'd be in environments that I didn't even too much dig. You know what I'm saying? Be around vibes, I ain't too much dig. Around conversations, I ain't too much dig. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Even the newest version of me that's social, I like how he do it. So, old me just got to get grieved.
You know, he got to get what?
He got to be grieved.
Grieved. I was like, what?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know what you said. I didn't understand you.
The accent came in.
Gotta be grieved.
Gotta be grieved. You know what I'm saying? He just gotta be missed.
Yeah.
So I guess you do it by trusting the reason why you wanted to kill them in the first place.
Yeah.
How about you?
This is one of my favorite topics.
My favorite topics.
And it's just like, I don't even know where to begin. But I think one thing you have to do is detach.
Yeah, we have to detach.
Yeah. I be feeling like I'm just, I be repeating myself so much, but sometimes, you know, if she gotta be repeated for it to be
so
understood.
Much of this stuff, like, is like it all comes back full circle. So much of a spiritual journey is like that.
Yeah, but I think we talk about detaching from a person or material things, but we have to detach from other versions of ourselves. And that's just something that's not, you know, talked about enough. As human beings, we literally are meant to transform. And I don't think we realize that. I've been really practicing, like I said before, not detaching to who I am right now, because I was so attached to who I was in another, I was gonna say in another lifetime, but in another time of my life, in another time of my life, that it was hard for me to grow. It was hard for me to transform and evolve. But again, like I said in the beginning, I'm in a space where I am showing gratitude for the person that I am right now. Because I don't even know if I said this early, but I said this on an Instagram caption. But I'm showing gratitude for the person that I am right now, because I will literally never be her again. Who I am right now, here today, talking to you, I will never be this person again. And I think it's important to just show gratitude for the being that you are, not attached to her or him. But I think that,
and your pronouns, right?
I know him, her, him, her, they. But yeah, not attached to that person, because I think we often attach to that person though, because we haven't actually, we didn't feel that person. You know what I'm saying? We didn't show gratitude for the present moment and for the person that we are now.
Or you just want to go back to that comfort. Like, you knew them.
Oh, yeah. It's comfort. Ooh, that's another thing. A whole nother topic.
Yeah, it's like you want to go back to old versions. You're comfortable there. And this is new. And new is always going to be challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we run from a challenge and we want to go back to our little cozy area where we knew everything. And we knew it was coming. So that's one thing, too.
Yeah, I agree with that. To close that question, I thought I would just say, be gentle with yourself. And experience the hard, new, challenging things in your life, and don't be afraid of discomfort. Don't be afraid to get uncomfortable, because that's what it's gonna take for you to evolve. And let me say this one more thing too,
Shawty.
When it comes to I'm done. Then
you can throw it up. I'm just laughing at you.
I just want to put an emphasis on the word grieve, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
Like, because when we think about grieve, we think about grieving other people.
Mm-hmm.
And you literally have to grieve yourself. There's a four or five, I can't really remember, step process. And you'll see yourself go all up and through those steps. Like, maybe not even in that same order, and you'll maybe repeat some of those steps, but you literally have to grieve yourself. That may look like crying. That may look like coming to terms with, hey, I am becoming something different. I'm no longer that person.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that emphasis on grieve. Actually grieve that version of you, because if you don't, you can't move forward.
True.
That's it. This episode is sponsored by Ritual.
In life, trusting your gut is a tool you have to turn to very often.
Agreed.
It ain't always going to be right, though. Let me tell you this. I loaned a close person in my life a specific amount of money that I know better. But my gut, I was right there with them. They sold me so well. And my gut was like, trust in this. Never saw that penny again, ever.
Wow. Probiotics can't help with most of your gut decisions, but if your gut needs a little support, Ritual has your back. They made a 3-in-1 supplement with clinically studied prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics to support a balanced gut microbiome. I've been a Ritual customer for quite some time now, and let me tell you, they do not ever disappoint.
No, they never have. I was never heavy on taking vitamins or probiotics until I took Rituals.
Yeah. And I'm no stranger to probiotics. I've had my fair share of probiotics.
Over the years.
And Ritual is one of the best ones in the game. Their multivitamins are vegan, non-GMO project verified, gluten and major allergen free, certified B Corp and made traceable.
With A1 sustainability standards, Ritual uses scientific tools to lower carbon packaging, prioritize sustainable sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. It is good for us out here.
There's no shame in your gut game. Symbiotic Plus and Ritual are here to celebrate, not hide, your insides. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/FTHH. Start Ritual or add Symbiotic Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/FTHH for 25% off. The next question or comment is, any advice for getting a part-time job as an entrepreneur?
Yes, do it. Of course, do what you got to do, and then do it with no judgment. I know that, I think in today's society, when somebody announces something, well, we don't necessarily like announce it, but like, I rap, I'm an artist. Or if someone starts a business, and if it's not, if they're not full-time all the way with it and they don't have the success that people presume a person who has that job title has, there's so much shame that's attached to doing something else. It's like if you was to catch somebody you know who raps at work type thing, or an artist at work, like there's so much shame about it for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, they got to explain themselves almost to an extent.
Right.
But what I've come to realize it's just me judging myself harshly. Most of it is just me, because I don't feel bad about it. I feel like this is the life of an artist.
Yeah.
I feel like if this was Harlem in 1945, whatever, you
have hella hustles.
You had hella hustles if you was the artist in the Harlem Renaissance. A lot of them had like day jobs and other things they did before they wouldn't play the sax at night, yeah, and made these legendary songs that we listen to now. So I think that, yeah, it's just a lot of stigma around having a job and also wanting to do something else.
Or presently doing something else.
Yeah, it's just so much stigma and so much shame attached. But I can't, if the world want to see me as this, that, and third, I can't control it. But I can control the judgment I have on me,
right,
for having it. So, yeah, just let go of the judgment on yourself and you'll feel better about it.
Yeah, and also don't let a title define you. That don't too. Let, mm-hmm, whether it be an entrepreneur or whatever, you know, an accountant, whatever that title is, don't let it define you. And I was just having a conversation with you the other day about my mom. Growing up, she would always say, "This ain't supposed to be like this.
Oh, yeah,
this supposed ain't supposed to." According to who? We have to let go and detach from society's standards and what's supposed to be. My life ain't nothing what like it what
supposed to
yes.
be.
Yes. So that's another thing. Like who died and made you goddamn King yes. Kong?
Yeah, for real. That's supposed to be is like the biggest gatekeeper we'll keep on, like we'll have on ourselves, like from happiness or feeling something or really embracing something.
Yeah.
Because it's not how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know, when you start vlogging, a lot of folks like vlog. That's one thing people ask you all the time. What camera do you use?
Oh yeah.
What camera? Just start whatever you got, bro.
Yeah, I literally use my iPhone. By the way,
you use your iPhone.
I use my iPhone a lot.
Just start whatever you got. People ask like, well, how do you start a healing journey? Just kind of start being nicer to, just kind of get going with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I know how it's supposed to be. You know what I mean? It's supposed to be legs crossed with incense burning and you got chakras.
You hear
all
me?
Around you. No, it's supposed to be, but it can be as simple as a walk to the store or walk around your neighborhood. It can be whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
So let go of what it's supposed to be and you'll find yourself in a better place.
You'll be more free. If you keep waiting on what is or how it's supposed to be, you're never going to do it.
True.
Never going to do it. And the little ratchet in me be want to say, ain't nobody paying my fucking bills.
Ain't nobody paying my fucking bills. That's it. That's the next thing. Ain't nobody paying your fucking bills but you.
So if I need to get a part-time job,
yes,
I'm going to do that because yeah. I still have to live. Because
let me tell y'all something. DoorDash paid for a lot of my mixtapes.
Yeah.
Oh, my mama. DoorDash paid for a lot of mixtapes.
Yeah.
Spark paid for a lot of mixtapes.
Yes.
So shit. Don't ever. It ain't never about what you do is like for a job. I used to always have to explain to people that I work with like the difference between what I do for a living and then what keeps me alive.
Mm.
Music keeps me alive. What I do for a living just helps me pay bills because the world is set up that way now.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Like, but music keeps me alive.
I literally had that backwards. I was thinking the other way, but that makes so much sense.
So often you got to explain it to some people, but I shouldn't have been explaining shit to folks. I should have just shut my cubicle.
Close the door. Something else I wanted to say about this particular thing is, again, going back to what it's supposed to look like, a lot of times your 9-to-5 supplies your side hustle, and it gives birth to that side hustle. It gives you the opportunity to make that side hustle your thing, your Facts. Big thing, or your main thing, I should say.
Yeah. Like it is. I got albums that got hundreds of thousands of streams, and DoorDash paid for that motherfucker.
Yeah,
dropping off McDonald's to some people in the city, then got me 200,000 streams on Spotify from a song, yeah, from a mixtape. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm,
turn that shit into whatever you want to turn it into. Fuck them
exactly,
people.
Exactly. Like I said, don't let what's supposed to be stop you from doing
it
all.
They ain't paying your motherfucking bills.
They ain't paying your bills, sis.
They ain't paying bills. Fuck them.
Your biggest lesson of 2024 so far, and it can be, I said it can be long or short.
Long or short. Mine's going to be short. Nothing trumps consistency. Mm. That's what I've always known it. Always heard it. It's not a fucking nuance. We all know it. But this year has just made it very fucking clear. Nothing beats consistency.
Yeah.
Not a, I'm working on this reel or song project or whatever it is, and it's going to be the biggest. Nothing beats consistency. Not mm-hmm. perfectionism. Nothing. Consistency is fucking key.
I agree with that. I agree with that 100%. I was just telling you the other day, like, I know, I feel like when it comes to, specifically I'm speaking on social media because a lot of our work is on social media. It's on the World Wide Web. Mm-hmm. But even in life, you know, when it comes to success or abundance, we all be looking for that big boom.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. But it's all about consistency. You know, we've had a few videos go viral. Even on my YouTube channel, I've had videos go viral. But the small, consistent new followers or the small, consistent views or the small, consistent
posting
change mm-hmm. and elevation. I was going to say evolution. Elevation mm-hmm. itself, that counts.
Yeah.
So it's always about consistency.
Yeah, facts.
For me, I feel like my biggest lesson of 2024 so far has been practicing patience.
Yeah, big on that.
I don't think I've ever been a patient human being at any point in my life. And I'm just learning to be patient and really understand that, like I said before, time is an illusion. And timelines are an illusion. And you never know what the universe is cooking up for you.
You never know.
And it just goes back to, like you said, being consistent, doing the things that feel mundane and that feel hard and challenging, even when you don't want to. Pushing yourself just a bit, even when you don't want to. But just remaining patient. Because you never know.
You never know what can happen. That's facts.
Yeah, patience and trusting in the unknown and uncertainty, for sure.
Big on patience and consistency this year.
Yeah.
Very big.
Big. Could you please talk about letting...
Not please.
Stop. Let me make sure you said please.
You said it like that. Can you please, Lord?
I didn't.
Can you please?
Okay.
All right.
It does definitely say please.
Can you please?
Listen, I need it too. Funny. Can you please talk about letting go of a perfectionist mindset?
I can speak from that personally, being a 21-year-old, how old am I again?
I'm not doing this with you.
I can't remember if I'm 21 or 33. I can't even remember, y'all.
No, I literally had to ask y'all yesterday, how old am I?
I can't even remember if I'm 21 or 33. I'm just going to go with 21. Being a perfectionist for a couple decades now. I'm telling you that being a perfectionist is something you'll probably never let go of.
Mm.
It's kind of part of you, who you are. You are a person that likes to, as old heads say, dot the I's, cross the T's, make sure everything is right. You like for things to be as perfect as they can be before you put them out. And that ain't gonna never leave you. It's not. But you do have to gain some type of control of it to know that I can only control or be a perfectionist above on things that I can control.
Okay.
I have to lend grace to everything else. I can't control the rest of it. But I can work as hard as possible on my end. And I have to just be comfortable with the fact that it might not be perfect in the end, but I tried my damnedest to make my vision come out.
Yeah.
That's it. Like you don't go from being a perfectionist to not being it. You're gonna always kinda be that, but you just gotta breathe. It's be okay. It's fine. I know it ain't right. It's cool. It's all right. It'll be fine. That little speck in the corner is not going to damage the entire canvas that you've made of your life. I had to tell myself that it ain't gonna fuck up the whole picture. It'll be okay. Just let it be.
Somebody's show just said Sunset 10 with them analogies. It's like every time.
I gotta speak in parables.
That's how you live your life.
I do. I don't know. I've always loved speaking in parables. It's always been a thing.
I'm jealous.
Why?
Because I can't do it. It don't come natural for me. That's your thing.
I do. I like a good story.
It's your thing, and it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, ditto on that. And I would have to say, instead of trying to be a perfectionist for me, I instead try to show up as my best self that day. And that's going to look different every single day.
That's true.
And just having that awareness of that. Because I'm like you, I'm a perfectionist too, but it comes a point where it does you more harm than good.
Yeah.
And it's like, you don't want to wait till something is so perfect, you don't even ever get it out.
Yeah,
where it's not perfect enough, so it don't ever get out. And I've fallen victim to that.
So many times.
Often. So often. But the thing is, nothing will ever be perfect. Mm-mm. Nothing will ever be perfect. So that's why, instead of being perfect, I've traded that for I did my best. All I can do is my best.
Being consistent.
Yeah, I can do is show up as my best self. Yesterday, my best looked so much different than how it's looking today.
Facts.
And just having that awareness makes all the difference.
Yeah, it's like that. I'm like that.
Is that a song or something? Or I'm like that?
Yes. Where you been?
Is it Kendrick?
Yes, in Future. Like that. Nobody asked us our opinion on it.
No one. I don't think they care.
I'm glad nobody asked, because I don't want to put my opinion out there.
I don't think they care.
I'm sorry. Everybody was talking about it, so.
Everybody was talking about it.
I am Team KDOT, though, for sure.
How do you know which red flags to accept? Because everyone is not perfect.
Yeah.
I'll go first.
Are you going first?
I'm going to go first.
Cool.
I'm going to go first. I think that there are certain things that you do that I can deal with.
Yeah.
I feel like if it's a red flag that absolutely just grinds your gears and you can't put up with that, like it triggers you. It triggers a part of you from the past or even now, regardless. It just really triggers you. And you just absolutely feel like you can't deal with it, then I think it's time to part ways. But if it's something that, let me think of something you do. Like,
I got a one-track mind. You hate it.
You got a one-track mind, but I can deal with that.
Yeah, but that's one of my red flags, one-track mind.
And I think red flags are a red flag is, red flags are subjective. Some of them are now.
Some people red flags ain't other people red flags.
Exactly. And I think that you have to find what you can put up with. Because like you said, nobody's perfect. And a lot of times in relationships, I think people think that I got to find the perfect match.
Mm-hmm.
And
ain't no perfect match.
It ain't no perfect match. It's what are you willing to, I hate using the word put up with, but what are you willing to accept in a partner?
Yeah, everything in life comes with its downsides. Mm-hmm. You want to be a rich tycoon, is wealthy businessman. Well, the downside of it, you ain't going to have a lot of time for other things.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Everything comes with a price tag. The red flags that you just can't accept are the ones that trigger trauma in you.
Ooh, that's what I was trying. I thought.
What you was trying to say. When somebody red flags trigger trauma in you, they got a red flag of, raising their voice when they get loud. That triggers trauma because you had a parent that did you like that, then that may be something you just can't.
Yeah.
You just can't deal with.
That's a great example.
You know what I'm saying?
This is why I let you go first.
Yours was great too. But when they red flags trigger deep things inside of you, you can't deal with it. You got to let them go. I don't know how you're going to let them go. I don't know if you ghost them. I don't know how you want to play it.
but you got to
let them go. When they red flags trigger big trauma in you, anxiety in you, when it gives you flashes of things you know have done you great pain, then we can't put up with that.
Agreed.
But simple red flags, everybody's going to have some. And you just got to learn how to maneuver with your partner and understand and accept them. And don't judge them too harshly. for their red flags.
Yeah. What's my red flag? One of my red flags. You told them one of yours. Y'all want to track mine?
I bring up two for you.
Wow, I asked for
one. We in the living room, so I just thought about it. Ree don't put things up after she used them.
I don't.
But that's...
Well, my shoes. Because with...
You don't put up a lot of stuff. Like, you'll do your makeup and whatnot, and you would leave it right there. You like, I'll come back and put it
oh,
up.
Oh, it's still sitting upstairs.
See what I mean? Yeah, right now,
that's
like...
True. That's true.
Yeah, I'll come back and put it up. It grinds me.
It what does. Else? What's my other one? Because...
You moody.
I am moody.
You has to... Just a moody being that it goes from.
I am moody.
It switches very fast, but luckily enough, I'm a calm person.
You are.
So I'm even cute. So your moods don't, the mood swings don't bother me like that. For
yeah.
Me. And I don't judge you for them.
You don't judge me for them, babe.
I don't. I understand that you a high energy person.
I'm a highly sensitive person too. I just.
Yeah, that too. So I understand and accept that if I want to be with this person. Yeah, that's just something that comes along with it.
I never realized that my moodiness and my me being an HSP is interconnected, highly sensitive person.
Okay.
Because if you think about it, I take on other people's energies. If I see something, if I hear something, or even think of something, I take on that energy and it manifests into my mood. Ooh, just self-discovery, ooh. Man. Self-discovery. But you yeah, but to close this question off, I just want to say when it comes to being in a relationship, I think a lot of time.
I think there was a spider or something.
Is it a spider?
Yeah, somewhere.
He's gone. I don't think so. He's gone over there. I think it was like a net.
I think it was a spider.
It's gone.
I don't think it's gone.
Take two.
Yeah.
Being in, I think a lot of times when we think about relationships, like I said before, it's supposed to be perfect. Your perfect match. And, yeah. You know, but it's really what it is do you love this person enough?
Yeah.
To go to the, why am I trying to say this? To stay with them, stay really, with them, despite their red flags.
Yeah, to put up with.
Now, unless,
Is it worth it?
Unless yeah. unless it's causing you deep-rooted trauma.
Yeah.
Then nah.
Yeah, for sure.
It's time to go.
Time to go.
How to create good intentions behind living a healthy lifestyle.
Finding a good why you want to do it. I remember a hilarious sound that used to be on the net was people that I don't remember it verbatim. It was like people think I'm in the gym, you know, for my health or taking care of this, and really I'm just sitting here because I want to look good when I'm slanging.
Oh yeah, I remember that sound. You've mentioned that before on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah, that sound was a fucking hilarious.
You love that one.
I just thought it was funny. Damn.
It is funny though.
Because you said I mentioned it before. God damn, you kept record.
I just remember.
Yeah, don't keep records on me. But just having a good strong why. Making sure it ain't nothing superficial or anything yeah. like that. I've had superficial whys, and superficial whys burn out quick as hell.
Agreed.
When you do it for clout or money, you know what I mean? Lust, whatever you do it for, that shit usually burns out. Mm-hmm. And that's when you like, you don't want to get back to doing it. You don't want to. But when you have a clear, concise reason why you want to do something, one of my strong whys is.
I was just going to ask you that. It's so funny. Did you want to
ask
that?
One of my strong whys?
Your intentions.
One of my intentions.
That's the same thing, though.
Yeah, same thing. My father died when I was young. Kind of like. Sort of like self-inflicted, like he smoked, so and he had a heart attack early on in life, and he passed from it. I was like 6 or 7. My oldest brother probably was like either 8 or 9, or my youngest brother was probably like four or five, somewhere in that age. And when I had my kids, I was just telling myself I got to be here for them. I got to take care of myself.
Yeah.
So being a father to my two beautiful baby girls is a big reason why I like to, like, work out or take care of myself. You know, eat right. You know what I mean? The mental side. That is one of my big whys, why I am how I am.
I agree with everything you're saying. Definitely, you want to find out your why. Mm-hmm. Like, I think we all have a story. We all have things in our life or our experience, or we've experienced things that motivate us to live healthy, mm-hmm. be the best version of ourselves. And I think, you know, if you're listening to this or if you're watching this, just sit down, journal it, or audio journal, or just think about some things in your life that are close to your heart, yeah. that, like, why you want to be healthy. Why is this important? A reason for me, I have a lot of reasons. I'm going to just do a couple, though. One reason is that most of my life, I had, like, chronic stomach pain. I had no idea what was going on with me. My grandmother, this is literally something that runs in my family. My mother, my grandmother, my great-grandmother all suffered from what I know to be now is irritable bowel syndrome. And it sounds so disgusting when you say it.
Bowels.
Irritable?
That's the word.
Bowel.
Bowels is the word. Bowel smell. The word bowel smells really bad. Bowels.
Not it smell bad. The word smell bad. Bowels. It do though.
Yeah.
But
IBS. Just say IBS.
IBS. IBS.
That's really what it is. I be bullshitting.
I was gonna say I be bullshitting. But yeah, that's one of the biggest reasons I live the lifestyle that I do. You know, I got tired of feeling bad. I literally lived about 20, I think I was about 19 years old when I decided, like, look,
I gotta do something.
Because I was in a hospital and everything. We didn't know what was going on. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's one of my biggest reasons. And to kind of piggyback off of that reason, you know, I have most of the women in my life, mm-hmm. they suffer from the same thing. And they just live their life like that. And yeah. I just don't understand it. I just don't get it. But I just feel like I'm definitely breaking a generational curse with this because we eat the way we eat wholesome. My daughters, even if, you know, this is something they could have genetically within them, you know, inherently within them, they probably won't experience that because I changed the trajectory of our lifestyle by
big rechange.
Yeah. By, introducing healthy and wholesome foods, like, you know, eat an apple, you know,
yeah,
stuff like that. But also I feel so amazing. Like, I know it starts with my gut, but like mentally it went everywhere else. There's so much more mental clarity, and I'm just so grateful that one day I was just like, yeah, I can't do this. Like, mm-hmm. I'm tired of I can't, because it resulted in something so beautiful that I could have never fathomed. Yeah,
something so much bigger.
Yeah, and it's so much bigger than me too.
Yeah, you did break that curse, because I remember as a kid, I ate like the other fucking kids in my neighborhood, like for a snack, go to the corner, go to the liquor store. Yeah,
or was it Gas and Goodies for you?
It was either, yeah, Gas and Goodies for me. Wait, no, hell,
it was Casey's. Gas and Goodies when we got older, right?
Yeah, but that's the one that was, I lived on roof, so
I live down the hill.
Yeah. But anyway, just going around the corner to the store, get a Mountain Dew, some hot chips, a Twix.
I'm telling you.
Like,
it was so good.
It was nothing but sugar in that shit. It was, I don't know what the fuck it's I was eating.
Did you eat the hot Cheetos or the hot fries?
Cheetos. I never got the hot fries.
Yeah, my hot fries, girl.
I thought hot fries was so weird.
They're so good.
They're so bad.
I loved them so much. Ain't no crunch. Like,
what?
They are crunchy.
I ain't never had hot fries. They always looked
weird.
Then
how can you say that?
The bag even looked weird.
You've never even had them.
They was never pleasing to me to see them.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, that was it. But now my kids, like, shit, one of my daughters eat dates, peanut butter.
Yeah,
like,
she loves dates, almond butter, fresh fruits, dates, almond butter, dried mango.
Like, bro, they eat so much better than I did. Yeah. And it's because of what you did. So.
Yeah, it's my biggest flex. One of my biggest flex.
Good job, Riri.
Thank you. The next question is, how do you deal with career timelines not working out how you'd hope?
Well, you want to go first?
I'll go first on this one. I've been saying this all episode, timelines are an illusion. Okay? Mm-hmm. Things are, quote unquote, supposed to look a certain way. You got to let go of all that. I feel like I can speak, like, from experience about this. You really got to trust the process. Whenever I first graduated from college, we talked about this the other day. I was really ahead of my time. I was looking, into social media, wanting to manage social media platforms for brands and stuff. And like, that really wasn't a thing yet. Mm-mm. And I think that I was really just ahead of my time, and I just really knew social media was going to be like the newest, the biggest form of marketing, I say all that to say that I end up working a few jobs, and they were good. They were okay. Mm-hmm. But I never let go of that social media. Like, that was just what I was interested in. And I was just like, shit, if ain't nobody else trying to fuck with me on that. I know that came out so terrible. Sorry. Delete that footage.
I tried not to laugh.
That footage.
Yeah. Go ahead.
But nobody else was trying to fuck with me on a social media tip and hire me. You suck. Hire me to curate a social media presence for them. So I was just like, fuck it, I'm going to do it for myself. And it has worked out very well for me. So it just goes back to trusting the process. You may not understand what or why something is happening or not happening.
Yeah.
But you never know what the universe has in store for you. Like, just trust the process. And I know we hear that a lot, but we hear it a lot because it's true. Trust the process. Yeah.
For me, who says it's not working out? That's what I had to eventually learn, because I can't remember if I'm 21 or 30.
Oh, my God.
I can't remember if I'm 21 or 31.
Get y'all names.
I can't remember which one I am, but I'm a rapper. They supposed to blow up by the time they 21 and supposed to blow up, and you know, I'm a rapper. Where's my iced out chain and, you know, $1 million watch and Lamborghini truck, you know what I mean? Like, but I had to ask myself, like, who says it's not working out?
Mm-hmm.
Who says this isn't the storyline you supposed to be on?
Mm-hmm.
This is how it's meant to be for me. Maybe I wasn't supposed to make it as a young rapper because of XYZ. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But who says it's not working out? I think that if you're a good person, you do good things in this world, then I believe that God has everything transpiring in your favor.
Yeah, for sure.
You say that all the time. Things transpire in my favor.
Yes.
You just got to be patient enough, like you said, to see it through.
Yeah.
Not making it as a young rapper was the biggest blessing I had.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think I could have handled it anyways. Same. I don't think I could have handled it.
Mm-mm.
Well,
I would have been broke.
Man, what?
Would have spent all my money.
I wouldn't have been able to handle it.
Yeah.
I think that even the topics that I rap about today wouldn't have been here if I had made it when I was younger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So all the flavor that I got from my career taking this path, I'm okay with.
Yeah, and the world needs this version of you.
Yes.
I feel like the world was meant to see this version of you.
Yeah. So when I get it right, I know everything will be good.
And yeah.
You got to trust that. I didn't think I'd ever be on a fucking podcast. That was not in my path, but here I am, and it's working out so well for me.
Yeah.
Feels so good every time I'm here.
Exactly.
So who says it's not working out? Who says this ain't part of the story? Maybe you feel like you should be in chapter 31 or whatever it might be, and you just need to find peace in the chapter you are in right now.
Agreed. And I wanted to say too, I think a lot of times we think that things aren't quote unquote working out because they aren't big.
Yeah,
they aren't like, you know, that it's not millions of people here or I haven't made partner at my job, or I haven't landed the job that I want.
Mike Ross didn't make partner, so if y'all watch Suits.
Mike Ross. I think of Rick Ross. What? Mike Ross didn't want to make partner, though, but he could have.
He could have.
He could have.
But he didn't want it, though.
He didn't want it. My point being, though, is something that I've been learning for myself, like when it comes to views or likes or whatever the case may be, I'm not really worried about quantity. I'm worried about quality, and not, yes, the quality of the work that I put out, but also, how did I make people feel?
Yeah.
are people feeling what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How did I make people feel? How did I feel when I made it? And how was the message? Did the message get through? Was the message of quality? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Facts. That's so important. I think we take that for granted.
Yeah. I used to have to tell myself, like, I used to say, like, oh, this album is the one. I'm going to make it. I started to realize that making it was actually what it was. Barbatim how I said it. Yeah. Once I made the album, I made it. Like, congratulations, it's done. Not congratulations, it has a million streams or a million fans. No, congratulations, I actually put my creativity into the world. That's the congratulations.
You made it.
Yes.
But with that being said, we're going to wrap it up. Thank you guys so much for being here with us. We love you so much. We're sending you so much peace, so much love, so much abundance, and everything you need in this moment. We'll talk to you next time. Bye. Mwah.